Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. And all of your answers are confidential. Let me ask you, what's your zip code?
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything you say.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got a little bit of starstruck. I apologize. I was telling you that I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta, and all of your answers are confidential. May I ask you to start with the survey? What's your zip code?
30318.
Thank you so much for that. And may I know what is the year of your birth, so we make sure that we have a representative sample of ages?
I don't feel comfortable giving that out.
Oh, in that case, it is just the date of the year of birth, sir.
I know, I don't feel comfortable giving that out.
Okay, may I know what's the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Sure, 4-year degree.
Bachelor, right?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for that. May I know what's your race?
African American.
Thank you so much for that. Sorry. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who did I vote for in 2020?
Yes.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you so much. And below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. I will read them all and you select three of them, okay? The first one is the economy. The second one is abortion access. Then I have education. I also have inflation and cost of living. I also have crime, racism and discrimination, public transportation, immigration, traffic, and climate change in the environment. Out of all of those ones, you can select up to three which are the top issues for you.
Economy, inflation, abortion, access to abortion.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. When thinking about the direction in which each one of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? When it comes to the city of Atlanta, are you satisfied or dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
And would you say you are very satisfied or you're somewhat satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Okay, what about the Atlanta region?
I'm sorry, what's that? What did you say?
Yeah, the Atlanta region, in the direction in which it's headed. Do you feel
satisfied?
Sure,
very satisfied.
Okay, great. And what about Georgia in general?
Satisfied.
Okay, would you say somewhat satisfied or very
somewhat
satisfied? Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, in this case neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, tell us that as well. No problem, okay? The first person I have on the list is Governor Ryan Kemp. From 0 to 10, how do you feel about him?
From 1 to 10? And what 10 is the best favorable?
Yeah, 10 is very warm and favorable, and 0 is very cold and unfavorable.
7.
Okay, thank you. What about self-driving cars? How do you feel? How in favor are you?
6.
6? Right.
6.
What about Martha Busses? I'm sorry, Martha Buss.
Martha Buss. Five.
Marta, okay, five. Also, how do you feel about Mayor and Red King?
Nine.
Thank you. How do you feel about artificial intelligence companies?
The who company?
Artificial intelligence company.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I can't understand what you're saying.
Like the AI companies, artificial intelligence companies.
AI company?
Yes.
Oh, okay. AI company. I got it. Six.
Six? Okay.
Six.
What about eight? I'm sorry. You said six or eight, sir. I apologize.
Six.
Okay, great. What about, how in favor are you?
It is very loud in your background. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I apologize. There is a lot of people making service. How do you feel about the Atlanta Beltline?
Ten.
Ten, great. How do you feel about the Uber and Lyft?
Nine.
How do you feel about the electric scooters?
Six.
Okay, and how do you feel about Martha Train?
Seven.
Okay, how do you feel about the Atlanta City Council?
Eight.
And how do you feel about the Atlanta Police Department?
Six.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Do you think that is a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major problem.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say it is excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Fair.
Okay. Only fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Rarely.
Okay, thank you. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and ITS facility? And its facility?
Say that again.
Yes, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Fairly familiar.
Okay, yeah, because they have the options like saying very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Would you say almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Two times a week.
Okay, thank you. Based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion on the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
And would you say it is very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. And what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Trail.
Trail?
Trail.
Okay. Okay. That's the first word that comes to you. No phrase or anything like that.
Yep. Trail.
Okay. Thank you. Here are a few statements. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you neither agree or disagree. And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first one is, the quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse. From 0 to 10, do you agree with that?
I agree with that, 10.
Okay. Then I have the other statement. I can easily get to places I want to go on a transit public transportation system. From 0 to 10, would you agree to that?
5.
Okay, and then I have, I trust Martha to finish the project they're working on. From 0 to 10, do you agree to that?
7.
Okay, and then I have, I feel safe riding Martha.
10.
Okay, and then I have crime, this is serious problems on Marta and a slam with glasses.
4.
Okay. And then I have public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. 0 to 10. Do you agree to that?
2.
Okay. And then I have adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better. 0 to 10. Do you agree to that?
3.
Okay. 3, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Which of the following statements do you agree with the most? The first statement is, we can fix the transit traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. And then I also have, we can fix the transit traffic problem by building out the comprehensive public transportation system, which will...
I'm sorry, you have to start over because I didn't hear anything you just said there.
Okay. Okay, great. Let me go back. The first one is, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micro mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. And then I have the second statement, which is, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roads. Would you say you agree to the statement, to the first statement or to the second statement?
Second statement.
Okay, would you say that you somewhat agree to the second statement or you somewhat, or you strongly agree to the second statement?
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. Where can you say you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away? 5 means that somewhat prioritized policy is still warm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, okay?
Sure.
The first one is, incentivizing housing development close to public transit. From 0 to 10, would you say it is necessary to prioritize this?
I'm sorry, what was it? Say it again,
yeah.
Please.
From 0 to 10, incentivizing housing development close to public transit. Would you say you would prioritize this? Okay, great. Then I have adding extra capacity and trains to Marta, making them more frequent and reliable. From 0 to 10, would you say? Okay. And then I have adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods. From 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, thank you. And then I have prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths. Move 0 to 10.
Say that again. I can't hear what that was.
Yes. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
5.
Okay, thank you. And then I have expanding the streetcar system in the city.
A what in the city?
Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
6.
Yeah, would you like me to read it back again?
6. I said 6.
Okay, 6. Thank you. And then I have adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
8.
Great. And then I have building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
5.
Okay. And then I have adding light rail to the beltway.
5.
Okay, thank you. And then I have repeating potholes and fixing our streets.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, and then I have adding more security to Martin's stock.
7.
Okay. Thank you so much to that. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit plan? Which will place the pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Would you say that you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And then I have, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
You have to repeat that, I'm sorry.
Of course. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Of course.
Okay, and would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Well, somewhat support it.
Okay, thank you so much for that. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will extend 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline rails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future market stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you've just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Yes, I support.
Okay, would you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
Okay, thank you. Now, we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. If you have some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. We're saying that it's very convincing, statements about the Beltline. The 5, if you didn't feel it is neither convincing or not unconvincing. Or 0, that is not at all convincing a statement. You may use the number from 0 to 10. The first one is, Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways, which soar through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnect our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. From 0 to 10, how convincing? Okay, 8. And then I have, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
6.
Okay, thank you. And then I have, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that meet the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
5.
5. Okay, thank you. Once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation into the Beltline?
Support.
Okay, and would you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support it.
Thank you so much for that. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. For 10 means that it is very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it somewhat concerning. And 0 means that it is not concerning, that it is not at all concerning. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, the Beltline train is a half baked can at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete. Assuming it ever finishes, let's look to the future and not the past of our solution. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively. From 0 to 10, how concerning is this to you?
0.
here, okay? Then I have the Beltline train will lock in that public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they're never torn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. From 0 to 10, how concerning is this to you?
5.
And then I have the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans but tourists instead. The train stop speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out of town. From 0 to 10, how concerning is this to you?
5.
Thank you so much for that. One last time. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Okay, and when you say you're somewhat supportive or somewhat supportive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The last two questions are for statistical purposes only. The first one is, how long have you lived in Atlanta?
Since 97.
Since the 97, so it is more than 21 years, right?
Yeah.
Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Would you say that you are heterosexual, straight, lesbian, or gay, bisexual?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Would you say you are heterosexual or straight? Would you say you are lesbian or gay? Or would you say that you are bisexual?
Heterosexual.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Are you married or married living with a partner? Single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Yeah.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say you are full-time employed, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or a stay-at-home parent, or a student?
Temporarily laid off.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999? Or $25,000 to $34,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999, $100,000 to $249,999, or $250 or more?
No, the 100 to 250.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation.
All right. Thank you. Bye.